Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Twins have one starting pitcher coming back next year, as of now. His name is Jose Berríos. Michael Pineda, it wouldn't shock me at all if they go belly up and bring him back. In fact, I am expecting them to go belly up and bring him back. And if they do, most of us with credibility will rip them for that.
As you should.
You can't.
No, not after what he did this year. No.
Literally bleep the team.
Yeah.
The way he bleeped the team, and I don't care how sincere he was. I don't care, believable. It's really not that difficult. You know what you do? Hey, I've got this product here, and I can either go to the union and ask them. I can either go to the website, which says what's allowed and not allowed. Thank you. Not allowed. Or I could just dabble myself.
It'll probably be okay, right? No, look, it's all the worse because the Twins signed him to that two-year deal where basically the first year is, hey, you just go get better. We won't expect you to pitch at all. And we're going to pay you to not pitch at all so that we can have you in the second year when you come back and are supposedly healthy. So it's all the worst that he did.
And as this show had been saying for a long time, from May on, he was their best pitcher, best starting pitcher, okay? The rotation should have been, I don't care if it went Pineda, Odorizzi, or Odorizzi, Pineda, and then Berríos, game three. So don't go belly up, Twins, but I predict they will because you know they love everybody. Odorizzi, free agent. You think he might earn some more money last night? I get it. He likes it here. A lot of people like it here. Remember last year when club traded Escobar and they were all telling us I'm back. Hey, don't worry. This is such a great deal. Such a great deal. We traded him, and then he's going to come back, and he's going to have a great year. Can you give me the final Eduardo Escobar numbers? I think he had 119 RBIs and 30-some home runs. Again, a move that Falvin made the year before when literally they couldn't make a move that worked, as opposed to this year when they made so many moves that worked. So the idea that no matter what, Jake Odorizzi is coming back, just stop with that nonsense.
269 batting average, 320 on base, 831 OPS. He had 35 home run, 118 RBI.
I think we could have worked that in. I think we could have
found room.
I think we could have worked that in. So, yeah, you could say Gratterall, but Gratterall started games AA. I don't think started games at AAA. And to count him as a starter next year is an amazing leap. And by the way, they're talking about putting him in the bullpen, which is idiotic. You got an arm like that, you have to try him as a starter. They do have other potential young arms. They need to trade one of these three guys. And I'll tell you who those three guys are in a matter of moments. It's 16 past 12 on CCO. 101 wins. And all I keep hearing, well, you know, they're set. I mean, they got... let's just say at a competing radio station, I heard one of their baseball brainwaves just say, hey, man, they're set for the next 5-7 years.
Oh, goodness.
I just wanted to reach out to the program
director. If they eliminate the pitching part of the game, then
I wanted to reach out to my friend, the program director, and say, you need to fire this guy instantly. They're set for 5-7 years. Did I miss Ruth and Gehrig? Did I miss Maris and Mantle? Did I miss LeBron and Jordan on the same team? Last year, they were headed for about 72 wins, so they won a bunch of games. Okay? They had a number of guys emerge this year. And they might be, we might have just seen the ascent, you know, with Arise emerging and Sano and what happened with Kepler and another great year for Rosario. And how about Garver and what Rodgers did as a closer, right?
Polanco,
right? Or, by the way, it's baseball. Hello, and by the way, this is their baseball expert saying this. People fall flat on their face all the time. They have no chance next year to win 90 games if they don't add at least one upper-level starter. I'm not talking about a Twins special where they sign somebody for $14 million, and he's credible. He's credible. Like, you could put him out there.
Yeah.
I'm saying somebody.
You still need one of those guys, too, though, probably, right?
Two of those guys. Here are the guys in order, in any order. Number one, Alex Kirilloff. He is their 1A prospect. Outfielder. Had one of those years where all the baseball insiders say, you know, I know his numbers weren't great, but you know what? That's what happens. He's still a kid. And obviously the debate came up with him regarding Syndergaard. Some people are more inclined, Adam, for the finances to go after a guy like that. To go after a top 20 baseball prospect who you would have control for 6 more years. And you control his money for multiple more years. And say, hey, okay, the position we're in, we're a ways away. We're going to give up one of our starters. And by the way, we're going to get a guy we think could be our right fielder for the next 10 years. And think about the money we control. Number two, but not necessarily number two. And again, this is to make a bold move, is the right fielder who I like to call Eddie Rosario. Eddie Rosario had one of those Eddie Rosario games last night, right? The neck high. Laser. I was stunned that he actually ran hard to second base, right? I mean, come on. I was fully expecting that he was going to be on first base. Torres makes just a fantastic player, else he would have drove in another run. Rosario was great last night. Yep. Just let Eddie be Eddie. I don't buy that for a second, by the way. I don't accept, you know, like, how about his last at bat in Yankee Stadium when he mailed it in? He quit. He literally quit on that at-bat. Were you guys still watching at that point?
Unfortunately.
He quit.
Yes. Yeah, no.
He literally quit.
And he has those at-bats throughout the season where he goes up there and it's just a giveaway at-bat.
It's a giveaway at-bat. And in this case, he gave it away in game two of the playoff game. I don't care if you're down 100-1.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay? He's a great player. He is a great player. I'm not talking about this nonsense where, how about this? Cody Stashek for Gleyber Torres. You know, let's be realistic here.
Come on, who doesn't make that deal?
I don't know. Listen, if they'll throw in Judge, I'll think about it.
Brian Cashman's on the phone right now trying to make that deal.
And the last guy is the third baseman, Miguel Sano. So I'm talking quality for quality because, by the way, if you're going to get somebody who has a chance to be an upper-level starting pitcher, Adam Carter, you're going to have to way overpay. And even in those moves, you might not be able to do it because there is such a, is it paucity? Of starting pitchers?
It's a great word.
Paucity? Can we look that up? Make sure I'm
Sounds
using it.
Good to me.
P-A-U-C-I-T-Y?
Abundance?
No,
the reverse.
Yes, right? There is a
the presence of something only in smaller, insufficient
there
quantities
is a,
or amounts.
Exactly. Paucity. There is a Very paucity good. Of starting pitching. And again, you got to find the right team where maybe it's Sano or Rosario Kirilloff, and it's one of their prospects, Carter, who's about to hit it big. And because they have one starter, everybody. Corey, love Corey. Corey is such a fan and works his butt off in the station. It's better to have him here. But Corey's like, well, we're set for the next few years. No.
Mm-mm.
No, they're not. Teams reverse all the time. And you know, and then again, this is from all the new ball guys who are just so aroused because these guys use analytics. It's as if these guys have never made a mistake. Well, they'll make a move. Who are they going to make a move on? Yeah, I'm fully expecting Garrett Cole to be here, right? There's no chance.
Zero chance.
There's a better chance Carter wins the Grand Slam next year in tennis and golf.
That would be big.
Debbie, I don't know if anybody's ever done it. Can we go to the Google on that?
And we can try.
So, and then you look at the other starting pitchers who are free agents. They're not that good. That's why your guy, Odorizzi. By the way, did I ever mention on the show that he should have started game one? Did I ever mention that?
Adam, did you hear that? Because I must have missed that if you did.
I must have mentioned that 17 times. We'll forget about all the other ones I get wrong, including the Twins winning 4. I don't know if I've ever said that. Wipe the tapes. I never said that. Do we tape things anymore? The reel?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Get rid of the Victrola. But Odorizzi's going to get massively overpaid. They need to offer up upper-level quality talent on this team to get a starting pitching. Your thoughts, gentlemen. I am willing to offer up any of them. Do I see a scenario where I'm going to offer up Kirilloff and one of those guys together? That
has to be a huge return.
I mean, you got to get an unbelievably great pitcher then to give up an established stud everyday player and then an up and coming guy. I don't know about that, but literally, I'm willing to give
up. You just said it though. I mean, the limitations are so much that what if you have to?
Well, it's got to be a guy then you've got for 3 years who is, to quote Burnsy, a big knocker.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Because all of a sudden, if you're saying you're trading, let's say it's Sano, okay? So it's Sano and Kirilloff, so because you want to keep an outfielder then, okay? You're trading Sano and Kirilloff? Whoa, that's a lot. But you better get, you're not going to forget a number one starter. No one's trading you number one starter. Can you get a number two who becomes a quasi number one here? But they're going to have to do something dramatic, and we keep hearing they're willing to do that. You know, they supposedly went after Darvish mm-hmm. a few years ago. This idea that they're going to spend $18 to $20 million on a starter hit the buzzer over and over and over again. They're not. So you have to be realistic. Make a move for a significant player. What do you think?
I have no problem dealing any of those guys, and I think we've gotten to a point, and you talked about it with the statistics and people's focus on that, we covet prospects way too highly in baseball these days. And a guy like Kirilloff and a guy like Royce Lewis, they may be, Hall of Fame major league players. We don't have any idea. But if you're trying to win now and you have a window here where you can do something with the core of the team that's there in the lineup, but you have to add quality starting pitching in order to be able to do anything with that. And so, fine, let's trade one of the prospects. Let's make, like I said, make a bold deal.
How about one of the star players?
Absolutely.
Because somebody says Buxton. The tough thing about Buxton is if it's Buxton 4 months ago, I don't know what you're going to get for Byron Buxton right now. Buxton, to me, is such a better asset for the Twins than in somebody else because they're going to say, yeah, he's mesmerizing. What are we thinking this year, 90 games? Right?
Well, it's supposedly when they called the Mets on Syndergaard, Buxton was the name that came up, and everybody's just, no way you can trade Byron Buxton. Well, maybe.
In a second
right?
now.
But are the Mets going to make that deal now? No, of course they're not.
No.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.